Now, two locals from Clontarf, they are Nick O'Brien and Lorcan Byrne. They're presently cycling through 10 countries in Africa. 12,000 kilometres, believe it or not, all in aid of Kilbarrick Coast Community Project and Orphanage Orlindi in Namibia. They are in Kenya at the moment and they've been sending us an update of their travels and adventures each week. Now, here's this week's. It's episode number 10.
Well, hello, Johnny, and all the near fam listeners. How are you this week? This is Nicholas here. I'm talking to you live from a highway in Kenya. The highway is going from Nairobi, which is the capital, down to the coast, to a city called Mombasa. And we've just taken a break, taking on some lovely, beautiful, fresh watermelon and mango. And we're just trying to escape some of the midday sun. So we haven't been in touch for a while. To give you background for any new listeners, myself and, I call him my colleague, Lorcan, are endeavouring to cycle from Cairo to Cape Town in aid of charity for KCCP, which is Kilbarrick Coastal Community Programme, and also an orphanage down in Namibia. And so currently we are about halfway. I really hope you can hear me with all these trucks in the background. So we're halfway at the moment, or there or thereabouts. We're en route to Tanzania. We've just come back from a lovely two-week holiday from our excursion, where we met both our girlfriends, and we went to Arusha in northern Tanzania, and then on to Zanzibar Island, which is also in Tanzania. So just to give people an idea of a kind of like a holiday setting in Africa, in Tanzania in particular, we landed into Arusha and we had 2 weeks, and we had spent our first week. We first of all got a fantastic safari to Ngorongoro Crater and one other safari park, which cost us approximately $300 each. It was just incredible. Lorcan, do you want to tell us about the animals that we saw?
Yeah, so we saw all sorts. We saw lions, we saw a rhino, a bunch of elephants, hundreds of gazelle, lots and lots of zebras, and got to see some amazing landscapes in those national parks as well.
It was absolutely incredible. And could you tell us about Ngorongoro Crater?
Yeah, so it is a piece of land that was created about 200 million years ago from two tectonic plates pulling away from each other. So where there used to be a volcano there, it's now just a massive crater. And it's about a 50 kilometer radius area that is just indented in, and this kind of mountain crater ridge all around it. Absolutely stunning to see. And we drove down in a safari car for the day to see a lake where there's lots of flamingo as well, and see what was kind of an oasis for all the animals that live there in what was very much a Lion King setting of all of them living in harmony together.
We did actually sing The Circle of Life at one point. It just had to be done. So to give you an example of prices, so it was $300 per head for a 2-day safari, that's entrance included, and one night accommodation with food also included. The accommodation back then in Arusha cost us approximately, Lorcan, how much did it cost us?
$10.
$10 per night per person. And that was for some quite nice places. There's some lovely kind of hotels / hostels that are there that we stayed in. So we went from there, we went down to hot springs, just south of Kilimanjaro. We went on this beautiful bus ride where the hostel owners would drive out to the base of Kilimanjaro, and we'd have a few beers underneath the starry sky. So it really was a truly epic holiday. From there then we flew down to Zanzibar. Just another truck beeping us on and waving. The truck driver Zoo gives a lot of support here. So we went down to Arusha, to Zanzibar Island next.
Oh, it's a very popular tourist destination, and we're going very much with the intention to just chill on the beach and do as little as possible, which we very much succeeded in. We did a little bit of snorkeling, a little bit of volleyball on the beach, ate lots of fresh fish from the coast, and Nico and his girlfriend also did some horseback riding in the sea. So loads of different lovely relaxing activities.
And the range of hotels go from, I suppose, very, very cheap hostels where you can get and local food for maybe a dollar or two, right up to your top 5-star hotels and some of the most incredible food anywhere I've ever tasted. So it's a fascinating island, and a very tropical. I could compare it definitely to the Caribbean. So they're two fantastic places if anyone is looking for their next holiday, that we definitely recommend. That's everything on the holiday side of things. Back to reality, I think, and back to the hard slog of the cycle. As I said, we're heading for Tanzania. So we're coming up to day 100. We're currently on day...
97.
I'm currently on day 97. Which is, yeah, I think it's a feat in itself. The back is definitely broken. We suspect maybe it might even take us another 100 days to reach Cape Town. But all is going very, very well. We have had very, very few problems with the bikes. We got our new tyres out and everything's just been going so well.
Our excitement to take on, we're going through Tanzania now along the east coast and then down into Malawi and then into Zambia.
Yes. So that's it. That's the update we have for this week. I hope everyone at home is keeping well. As I said, we're sheltering here from the sun. It must be about 35 degrees. And we have tons and tons of Vector 50 sun cream on, just as good Irish people always should. It's all the best from myself and Lorcan. And Johnny, I hope all is well. Thanks again.
Clontarf locals Nick O'Brien and Lorcan Byrne reporting from their fundraising cycle through Africa. Episode number 10 is next week.